Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are live on Loudmouth Radio. It is always a fantastic time to be on air. And today is our seventh season premiere show. We're super, super, super excited. I hope everyone is doing fabulous. I am so grateful to be on air today and to have this opportunity to know that as a network, we have grown by leaps and bounds. And by far, this has been something of a big deal for us to continue to keep doing what we've been doing and to do what we love to do. And today we're having our very special real estate show, Off the Market. It's on our premiere season today. So it's just a lot of good stuff. There's been a lot of things that's happened as of lately around the world. So to be able to have something that could bring a smile to your face is so important. I'm so glad that we're able to take this time to be on air. And if you have not had an opportunity to follow us or to subscribe to our stations, we are completely available on almost every major radio app you can think of. So whatever your favorite radio app is, whether that's iHeart or TuneIn, Stitcher, Apple, or Google Podcasts, take your time to decide to use those things and find us on Loudmouth Radio Network. So for those who have been with us maybe from the very beginning, we're super, super excited to tell you that we appreciate you for supporting us, our media partners, and those who have been a guest or a featured element of our show. You're the reason why we're still here. And I'm so grateful. I know Jazzy's. She's over here snapping pictures, and she pushing me, like, back up so I can take a picture and look this way. And I'm like, girl, let me focus. she's right here ready. And today, I know it's January 30th, 2020. We're in 2020. It's amazing. We're in a whole new decade, and she's right here beside me prepared and ready and
drinking coffee.
We're having our mojo. We got our coffees. I hope everybody has their favorite drink of choice because, you know, we're over here getting the coffee on, okay? Yeah. All right,
I'm
guys. Yes.
My producer will always, you know, follow the show because she's that kind of proud person.
Okay.
Yes. Hi, everybody. This is Jazzy Jones Smith of the Bare Truth Love Life Sex and Flowers, and I've been invited over to our new show segment, Off the Market Homes. I'm so excited.
So she is over here having the most off the market, all things real estate, and what better way to start this particular show than to embark on a historic moment. And I think is before Jazzy just came in, I was about to say, even though today is the 30th of January, I'm going to do my best to make sure I stay on point and remember my P's and Q's of what I'm talking about. Even though today is the 30th of January, we have a few days before February, we're officially kind of making this be one of our elements of Black History Month. We're celebrating Black History Month in the month of February. But if you are African American, you're celebrating Black History every day,
and
okay?
That would be I am Black History.
I am Black History. Okay, so I can do that. I can do that too. I think I'm gonna open up our chat box too. So we're online. So those who may be listening to us on our studio number, which is 347-826-7520. I will say that again because I think I said it really, really fast.
As you always do.
347-826-7520. You can also find us right online right now. We're on blogtalkradio.com, Loudmouth Radio with two D's. And I want to just start off introducing this prestigious gentleman as our special guest today and allow him to come onto the airwaves. I'm going to give a little backstory on this, but when you're preparing for, you know, just new things, I knew that we were going into a new season. I knew we were launching Off the Market. And this show was talking about all things real estate. I knew that the very first show I really wanted to kind of talk and touch on some things that's dealing with mortgages and getting approved and things of that nature, which is always the first step when people are looking to buy. So I was online and doing some research, and I was like, okay, I want to have a very good show, the first show, and I want to have a very special guest. And I was very fortunate to come across a article that shared a story about a gentleman by the name of Ben Slayton that is historically documented as the first black realtor designated in the United States. So when I saw that, I just immediately started being a detective and really going in trying to find as much information as I could. And yes, I did. I stalked it out. So I discovered so much more, and I'm going to bring him on as I read his intro, because I know he's been patiently waiting in queue. And I want to introduce Mr. Ben Slayton. Welcome to Loudmouth Radio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. And I want to make sure that you can hear just what all the things I'm going to say about you. So I want to make sure you were there and ready, which I knew you were. I saw you right here on our switchboard. But for our guests who may have never heard of you, I would like to take the time to give a little bit of snippet, and then I'm going to let you come right on in, okay? Is that
okay.
All right with you?
Absolutely.
Sound good? All right. All right. Our very special guest, Mr. Ben Slayton, is the CEO of Legacy Home Loans that is headquartered in Las Vegas, Nevada. Ben is a 53-year veteran in the mortgage industry who has built several mortgage and mortgage-related companies. As I spoke on earlier, he's documented as the historically first black realtor designated in the U.S., right in the state of California. He was also the first black owner and broker of a Century 21 franchise, the first Freddie Mac multifamily program plus seller and servicer in the U.S., and he is also a member of the Altera Group LLC Board of Directors. Now, as the president of Legacy Home Loans, the mortgage company that has intentionally worked to establish to help increase the home ownership rate of African Americans throughout the United States, he's also designated his time and passions to become the publisher of Mortgage Compliance Magazine, a publication that's 100% focused and dedicated to the mortgage industry, and its in-house legal counsels, regulatory compliance, risk management, quality assurance, and loan servicing compliance. For compliance professionals. And Ben, I know that you have just been a delight from the moment that I spoke to you. And I want to just welcome you to the show, and if you would, just jump right in. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling much better than a few days ago when we talked. So whatever it is that I had, I think I'm finally getting over it. So. Hopefully my voice doesn't leave me while we're talking, but we seem to be okay.
Yeah, I was supposed to be in Las Vegas right now, giving you that concoction of ginger,
oh, that's right,
honey, and vinegar and turmeric and all that kind of stuff. So don't think you skipped out, because I will be making a way to give you that good stuff.
Yes. So, Ben, I want to just kind of step back and just start from the beginning with you as a real estate agent. If you would share with our audience, you know, just a little bit of history about your start in this actual wonderful profession of real estate. And how did you become the first black realtor?
Okay. Well, it all started in 1964. In 1964 was right in the middle of, or the beginning of, the Civil Rights Movement. I lived in a community called the San Fernando Valley, which is about 25 miles north of the center of Los Angeles. And I had a choice. The San Fernando Valley at that time consisted of approximately 1,200,000 people, and the black population of the San Fernando Valley at that time was probably less than 0.5%. And there was no way that I could make a living just trying to sell to black people. So I had a choice. I could move back over into Los Angeles and sell to black people, or I could become a realtor and be able to sell to everyone that came through my door. It just so happens that I was fortunate enough that I was adopted by a Jewish family. Wow. They kind of showed me, you know, and taught me the way of how to become a professional business person. In 1964, you and I and most of the audience could not walk into a local board of realtors and ask for an application to become a realtor because of the color of our skin.
Absolutely.
However, because I did have a Jewish family supporting me, they found let me back up just a little bit. In order to become a realtor in 1964, you had to be sponsored like a country club by a white person. And and that wasn't going to happen automatically. So my dad found a person that would sponsor me. However, he charged him $5,000 to sponsor me. $5,000 in 1964, you could buy a 2-bedroom, 1-bath house, 800 square feet. And my dad paid him the money, and he sponsored me. One of the things that happened in those days, after he sponsored me, he got ostracized. None of the people
Wow.
that in the industry wanted to do anything with him. But
you said he got ostracized, Ben, when he sponsored you? Is that what you just said?
Yes, I did.
And was that because of you being a black person?
Yeah, because they weren't ready to have a black person become a realtor. But he went ahead and I guess he needed the money as well. And fortunately, my parents had the money and they gave it to him. And he followed through and he sponsored me. And after that, after he got ostracized, I started growing and he started declining. And we became friends, and we worked together. I helped him, and he helped me, and we got through it. Built one of the largest independent owned real estate companies in the San Fernando Valley over the a 10-year period, and I had four real estate offices, and I had an escrow company, I had a mortgage company, I became the first black realtor, and then I became a director of the California Board of Realtors, I just kept pushing, and finally, I became the first. I purchased the first Century 21 franchise that was owned by a black person. I became the first president of a Rotary International Club as well.
Jeez. So, Ben, how much time had passed from the point that you got the sponsorship to the point of owning the Century 21?
I bought the Century 21 in 1968, and I started my company in 1964. I became a realtor in 1964.
Yeah. Wow.
So after that, I'll just kind of give you a rundown as to how I got to where I am today. In 1979, I thought that I had accomplished everything I could accomplish in the real estate business, so I decided to sell everything. So I sold my real estate company to one of the large real estate companies, sold my mortgage company to a large mortgage company, my escrow company to a large escrow company, and I sold everything separately. And then I took that cash and I started buying land and started building houses and condominiums.
Mm-hmm.
In 1980, I had 76 condominiums under construction.
Nice.
And interest was 11% when I borrowed the money, and 21% when I finished building them. And I was devastated. All my money was tied up in these units. But in those days, there was a loan called the wrap loan. And it took a first trustee and a second trustee, and you combined them, and it lowered the overall, it lowered the interest rate. So I was fortunate enough to sell enough of my units to pay off my construction loan. But I was still broke. All my money was tied up in those units.
Wow.
And I,
the worst part of it is always the worst when you don't have the equity of leverage.
Right.
So
right.
you didn't have the leveraging that you needed.
Exactly. But, you know, when you are going through a situation like that and you're paying so much interest daily on your construction loan and you're not selling enough to pay off that interest, that interest has to come out of your pocket. But fortunately, I was able to pay off my construction loan and... I borrowed $40,000 from my dad, and I started a mortgage brokerage operation. Within a year, I turned it into a mortgage banking company. And 2 years later, I sold it to a publicly traded company located in Atlanta, Georgia. They were the largest property management company in the country. And I became their president of their mortgage operations.
Was that part of the sale, Ben, that you stay on?
Yeah, you have to stay on a year after you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you. Yeah. If you sell your company, you have to stay on at least a year. So I stayed on 2 years, and finally I decided that I needed to do something differently. So I sold my stock that I had. When I sold the business, I got cash and stock. So I sold the stock, and then I took that cash, and I bought into a bank in Westwood, California, called Western Bank, and started.
They're not around anymore, are they?
No. Oh, well, we sold the bank
to
U.S. Bank when I retired.
Hold on, stop for a second, Ben. Did you just say you sold the bank?
Yes.
Need that to resonate for a minute. The brother said, you sold the bank.
Yeah, well,
not
I mean, I was a partner
the
in the bank. There were five of us that owned the bank at that time. And we sold the bank to U.S. Bank.
I just love the sound of that, man. I just needed to repeat that. It just sounded just absolutely amazing.
It sounded like the impossible being made possible.
I know, right? So, Ben,
smile
is so big.
After we sold the bank, we all retired. I thought it was about time for me to get married, so I met a lady that was, I think she was number three or four under Cisneros, who was the Secretary of HUD, and we got married. She moved from Washington, D.C. to California, and she took over the HUD operations in California, and... After a couple of years, she had her 25 years in, and she retired. So we both were sitting around doing nothing, and we decided.
This is bored. So this is like the third retiree option, isn't it? So Ben, this is like the third time around.
So we decided that we would do something. We would take her expertise in the government and my expertise in mortgages and kind of merge them together and see what we could come up with a business. So we did that, and we took one of our bedrooms and turned it into an office. And we started a company called QC Mac. QC Mac was Quality Control Management Assurance Corporation. What we did is we did quality control for mortgage banking companies throughout the country. Kind of shorten this up a little bit. 10 years later, we were the third largest company in the country, and we sold the company, and I retired again. Unfortunately, she and I got divorced. I moved on, and then I started just kind of building houses and kind of flipping houses and things of that sort. Until I got a call from a young man, his name is Jason Mariato. He was the son of, his mother used to be one of my clients, and he watched me take these companies and build them and sell them, and he decided that he wanted to help get me to help him build his company. And I'm retired living in Marina Del Rey at the beach, and he had a company in Las Vegas. So I decided that I would join him, and I moved to Las Vegas. That was 10 years ago, and he was building a company for Hispanics. His focus was strictly to build home ownership for Hispanics. And I joined him, and I started. And when we started, the company was doing about $250 million a year, which is not very much.
Right.
And today, we built the company to a point where we are right at almost $2 billion a year. I sat on the board, and I decided that, I'm over three quarters of a century of age, and I decided that before I leave this country, this world, that I wanted to do something for my people, that I could leave a legacy. So I talked to the board, and we decided we would establish a company called Legacy Home Loans, and we would have it to focus. Our main focus is on improving African-American home ownership. We have branches now in Atlanta. We have branches in Houston, Dallas, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana, Los Angeles, California.
And I think you're also in my hometown. You have a location right in my neighborhood where I grew up in
Chicago.
High Park, in Chicago. That's correct. Yes. Yes, I saw that. Yes. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So we're trying to build a company. You know, there's never been a African American company that focused on the African American community for any period of time. And what I'm trying to do is to make Legacy Home Loans a household name in the African-American community, where when they think in terms of buying a home or refinancing, they'll think of Legacy. That's really where I am. I want to spend the next 5 years building this company so that we will have something that we can say that is ours. And that, you know, we were able to do something that's never been done before.
I love this. My jaws are hurting. This is Jazzy. My jaws are hurting just from smiling, knowing that we do have a legacy. Not a play on play on the name of the company, but I think it's a strong name that you gave it, because we will, as a people, have a legacy if we tap into the opportunity that you have laid before us. I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited. And I'm really excited that you're on the show and we get to share this with our listeners, and hopefully they'll go out and share. And so it will build the name and it will build the opportunity. But I wanted to flash back all the way to this $5,000 initial investment. And I wanted to let everybody know that in today's market, that first $5,000 today would be roughly $40,000+. That first $5,000 investment has gotten you to this point, which is absolutely incredible. And I'm just so excited that we will be able to take the time to be a part of this as a people. Oh, let me just shout because I'm about to cry.
Yeah, thank you.
I got to tell you, Ben, I think you should definitely be speaking to the other Ben that's on the other side of the country.
The London Ben, the big Ben.
No, the Ben that's in the White House that has no clue what he's doing.
Oh,
when
no.
He comes to HUD. I think you should just call and say Ben.
No, that Ben needs to listen to this.
radio show. We're going to
I can't say anything about that because HUD, most of the loans that our people can afford and be able to get help with are HUD loans.
HUD-related loans, absolutely.
That's okay.
So,
this show.
And it's fine. And I'm not saying this in a joking manner, but also with sincerity, that it's so important that you're doing the work that you're doing. I know you can't say it, but I can. the reality of it is that, like you said, most homes, especially African-American homes, they need the anywhere between the 97% to 95% of the amount of that loan to be covered.
Yeah, well, what I've done is I've divided our community into three different sections. There's a group of us as Black people who really need down payment assistance programs, HUD loans. But then there's another group, and that's about 20 to 25% of our business. And then there's another group that are professionals. You got nurses, you got doctors, you've got policemen, you've got attorneys, you got all these different professional people that really, they have good credit. They have money saved. They have good FICO scores. And they also I don't want people to think that all Black people need down payment
assistance. Have no money and have no credit.
That's not true. Okay.
Right.
So you
Absolutely.
Have that segment of the business. And then you have the higher end people that, the basketball players, the football players, the actors,
the elite
people that also, that are buying $1-2 million homes and higher.
Right.
So we service that area as well. So we cover all three segments of our population.
Which is, I'm so glad that you said that, because I remember a couple of weeks ago seeing somebody post something that said that the ghetto is not the equivalent of being Black. So I'm so glad that you said that, it's not all Black people that have no credit, no money.
That's
it's what I love about what you've done, the people who have money know where to go, or they have the access to somebody who knows. The people who have limited knowledge of that are either ones that have really bad credit or no money, or they just really don't have the knowledge of where to go and who to ask.
Right.
So it's important that we identify and service the people who need you, which is everybody.
Right.
Right.
Because I'm going to tell you the other thing, too, Ben, that's so important, and I want you to speak on this, if you would, as well. I've been licensed. I'm licensed in the state of Florida. I'm preparing a license in the state of California. Georgia's another footprint, of course, that I'm looking to put my license in position. And one of the things that I found interesting is, over the last 20 years, I can remember the market just doing so much of a flip-flop. Like 15, 20 years ago, there was a lot of creative finance happening, and people were doing what they're doing now, which was buying and flipping. But at one point, you had to hold your assets for at least 90 days before you could resell it. It was taboo to say that you were flipping, I can remember, I think it was 2001, I came back, 2002, I came back from Europe. I was playing ball over there. I came back, and at that time, that was my first run of going to real estate school in Florida. And I remember the lending of a lot of the property down there increased to you could literally borrow against your property over 150%. Some instances, people were doing almost 200%. It was crazy. We went through that time period where the market flipped and then we crashed, so significantly.
Heavily.
Yes. And, you know, we had to go through that recovery period. So now we're coming back to the no-doc loans. I'm starting to see a lot of the, actually I've seen some new programs that people are starting to push out, talking about the ability to utilize your company, receivables for financing, credit score is not driven. So if you would kind of speak on where we are right now, and especially the factor that what you're telling us on air and to our listeners about the different, demographics of people that you service, what is your take on where things are with the mortgage industry in financing for those who may be looking to buy for the first time or looking to do investments?
What's your overview of that? Let me touch on one thing first before I do that. Our focus is the Black community, and our mission is to serve and improve the Black homeownership percentages. But understand that, and I don't want people to the civil rights movement would not have been what it turned out to be had it not be for other white people joining in and helping us survive. I have a mixed staff, and the only thing you have to do, I don't care if you're green, if you will buy into our mission and know that our mission is to serve and improve the Black homeownership position in this country, I don't care what you look like. You can work for us. And we're looking for people who want to help further that mission. And I just didn't want it to go by and maybe you think that, hey, this is, you got to be Black to be here. You don't. Right. You just have to buy into our mission.
Right. It's just your demographic you're looking to reach. Ben, I want to take a quick commercial break. I want to recognize our media partners real quick. So if you would, just hold tight for me, dear.
Sure.
And, guys, this is extremely exciting. I hope you guys are tuned in. And if you don't hear this show live, rest assured it will be available on demand 24/7 on your favorite app. So we're going to take a quick commercial break and return.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Insurance Associates Atlanta, formerly Mathis Insurance Services, is an independent agency offering personal, commercial, life, and health insurance products to meet the needs of your business and your family. We specialize in helping you protect all of your assets, whether you're purchasing insurance for the first time or searching for better products at a better price. Feel free to contact us at 770-483-0310. We're conveniently located at 1030 Remington Drive in Conyers, Georgia. Visit us online at insurance-iaa.com.
Recent auto accident, back pain, neck pain, stress, headache? Ewing Chiropractic can help. Here at Ewing Chiropractic, our office utilizes an approach of pain relief measures for the treatment of auto accidents, slip and fall, sport, and on-the-job injuries, as well as acute and chronic pain. We can be reached at 678-586-3592 and located at 5459 North Henry Boulevard, TC in Stockbridge, Georgia. Healing the injured one spine at a time, we can be reached at ewingchiropractic.com.
Hello, I'm Denise Kennedy, owner of Shirley Girl Boutique. My brand is plus size women fashion, sizes 1X to 3X. Specializing in plus-size maxis and jumpsuits. I also offer African-inspired pieces, one-size-fit-most. My ideal clients are beautiful plus-size and curvy women who looks like me and who has embraced their curves and loves what she wears. My goal as an image consultant is to provide style and fashion to complement those beautiful curves. If you're looking for plus-size maxis, jumpsuits, African pieces, please be so kind to visit my website at shirleygirlboutique.com. Please like and follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Shirley Girl Boutique, or you can give me a call at 800-294-5497. We open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can also browse and shop 24/7 at Shirley Girl Boutique. Before I leave, I want to say thank you and to let you know that plus size is not a curse. It's an extra dose of loving.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. This is the best start to Black History Month. This is the best start, I feel, for Off the Market. We're learning some things today. It's always good to hear some history and to learn some things that you may have never known. And I'm so grateful for Ms. Ben Slayton taking the time to talk to us on air. We're going to bring him right back on here. I want to make sure we recognize our premium Loudmouth Radio sponsors. Solid Rock Solutions Group, LLC of Atlanta, Georgia, is getting your trucking company everything that it needs, from 24/7 dispatch services to full operation and management support. If you need to put your company together, get your DOT number, if you need to get your established information for your freight and logistic company, if you're a truck driver, if you're an independent truck driver, you're on the road, and you need to get some assistance with your loads, Solid Rock Solutions Group is who you want. Their management team has over 20 years' experience. They know what they're doing, hands down. So we want to make sure you're able to contact them at 404-642-0555. You can find them right on Facebook at Solid Rock Solutions Group. And Jazzy, can I tell you, I'm going to let you go ahead and have the mic. What's your take so far?
Well, we also want to recognize Creative Expression Hair Boutique and Studios right here located in Rancho Cucamonga. They are also the home of So Jazzy Girl Outlash. Why Be Ordinary? You can contact them at 951-414-1574 for all of your cosmetic and hair needs.
So that number again is 951-551-1474.
And if I made an error, please do accept my apologies.
Yes, we do have one. But that's the great thing about radio. We can correct those errors right here.
We can correct
them
right here.
Yes. Ben, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
Wonderful. Thank you for being patient. Now, before we went to commercial break, you had us mesmerized. You were talking about something that's so important, which is the diversity of legacy home loans. So those who are listening, and I want to make a very clear message, because like you, Ben, I understand how the message can be jumbled. Historically speaking, when I stated this show that Ben was the first black realtor, the first African-American realtor in the U.S., does not mean that he was the only one, doesn't mean that his company is only black. Only serving. It does not mean that the staff is only black. And I'm giving this declaration because I used to own a comedy club in Atlanta, and I remember distinctly one of my neighbors coming over and say, "Yeah, so I heard you're a black-only comedy club." And I'm like, "Oh my God, how did you get the first African-American woman-owned black comedy club and designated as black-only?"
Yeah.
So sometimes we have to, you know, make sure those declarations are very clear. When we're using hashtags, sometimes we're not reading them.
Right.
So they're very effective, but we want to make sure you're very clear and understand exactly what we're saying and who we're talking to and what they stand for. So, Ben.
Well, pro-black does not mean that you are against everything else.
That's correct.
It just means that you are supportive of how you identify as well as supportive of everything else. And I think it's extremely important that we do, once again, have the epitome of the name of the company. We have to have a legacy, because what we have found in most things is that we're ostracized in this little corner, and we're not given the same opportunities as everybody else. And I think that is the overall message of what you're trying to do for the community. Not that you can't be somebody else or have some of the things, but hey, guess what? Let us have a slice of the pie of education and knowledge. That's really the key here, is that you're giving people the education of how to.
And services.
Right, right.
Say, here, we're here for you. So, Ben, for you,
right,
how has it been since you started Legacy?
It's been absolutely great. Matter of fact, just recently, you know, the press release that you saw that was ran in Black Enterprise magazine and Black News. We have gotten so much publicity, so many people calling saying, you know, I love your mission. I want to be a part of, I want to join Legacy. I want to, we've had over 100 people that have gone on our website and filled out an application who wants to obtain loans. Some of them are in areas where we are not quite licensed yet. But okay. We do have.
It's being to the putt. Say, come on, Ben. Come on, come over here. Like, move too slow. Hurry up.
but we're working in putting that all together. We're opening branches in communities where, or in cities where there's 25% or more African American population. We need the loan amounts to be around $150,000 or higher at this point.
Okay.
And we need the medium income of the city to be around $50,000. Now, and we're starting there, and the cities that we are opening in have these demographics.
Okay.
But once you get there, then we can and we can build a company. We can then afford to go to places like Tupelo, Mississippi, or somewhere where loans are under $100,000. But
yeah.
it takes this. You've got to be profitable in order to be able to go to a place where it's not so profitable so that you still can have a profitable operation. You know, I have these things called Platonisms, and one of them is you can't make money in business until you don't need to make it. And what that means,
I love that.
What that means is that you have to be able to get your company to a break-even point where you don't. If you don't ever come to the office, that it's going to break even every month. Once you get a company that you can do that with, then you can sit back and you can strategize as to how to make real money. But until you have a business that pays for itself every month, whether you're there or not. You can't grow a business. You can't make it.
That's right.
Those are the things that, you know, you have. I mean, this is what I teach my people. And the other thing I teach my people is that, and it's another one of my Slatonisms, is that it's not enough to know the answer. You have to know why the answer is the answer. Once you know why an answer is there, then no one can fool you. You know exactly. You re-engineered that situation, and you know how you got to it, and now you can do anything you want to do because you know exactly what you need to do because you know why the answer is the answer.
Absolutely.
Let me get back on this point that you were making before the commercial, and that is how the market changed. When it went down in 2008, today with the Dodd-Frank Act, there's the business is different.
Yes, it is
very different. And now we have what we call qualified mortgage. And every mortgage we make, we have to make sure that it qualifies for that particular loan amount. And you can't put, like they did in 2008 and before and after, you can't put someone into a loan that they cannot afford. They have to be able to afford it. And then there's called qualified mortgages. And then they have or QM mortgages. Now they have non-QM mortgages that are made for people that are professionals and that can afford to take an adjustment when, you know, take an adjustable rate loan, and when it's adjusted, you know, they're able to deal with it. And that's really what happened back in the day when everything fell apart. You know, people, when they got adjustable rate loans, yeah, they could make the first payment, but when the loan adjusted, they couldn't, you know, they had payments
right.
Job and they weren't able to make it. So those kind of loans don't exist for the average person anymore. So the mortgage business is totally different than it was, you know, 10 years ago. So it's a good situation. And those professional people, you know, people coming out of universities that have sales or marketing degrees, these are the kind of people that we are looking for that will help us take the company into to its next level.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
I think for anyone,
producer Sunny has a marketing master's degree. I'm just putting it out there.
Then one of the things that I love about what you're saying, my brain has just been reeling as you've been speaking. So markets like, I know you mentioned you're in Atlanta, you're in LA, you're in Chicago. I know Charlotte is another location.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, Durham, North Carolina, which is the triangle area there.
We're going there.
I love that.
The state of Florida is one of our next areas.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa. Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando. Those are the three
Miami,
that are.
Miami.
And South Florida, yes.
South Florida,
those are the four areas that we're going to focus on in Florida. And Northern California as well.
The Bay especially, where you came from, you know, with
the influx of gentrification.
It's rampant everywhere. There's no safe place. Everywhere.
You used to be able to say, well, this is happening in New York and different places. Now it's just becoming so rampant.
It's a standard.
I'm so glad that California has
issued the bill
that said, listen, we're not going to continue to have this rent go haywire at any rate. And so home ownership is key.
Yes.
It's key.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
So,
but you know, we can't get there without people. We need loan officers to be able to learn our system, and willing to do well while doing good at the same time. We have loan officers who are working for white companies, and 90% of their business African American, and we need them to see the light, Legacy can offer them the same identical programs that anyone else can, any other company can, and that's without having the loan officers that are known in their community and be able to and have a reputation of serving their community, and that's the other thing too. I have a strict requirement about how we act, how we look, and what we do and how we perform. When I had the Century 21 real estate franchise, I used to love to wear that gold jacket. And that's why I came up for Legacy. We have purple blazers, and it's a magnet. Every time I wear the blazer and go out into the public, I get stopped, and people let me know that they want to buy a home. It's a fantastic situation.
Another magnitude.
Well, that's a royalty color.
That's a royalty color. It is.
Yeah.
You know, Ben, with the I think we dropped him. He's gonna come back in here. For those who are listening in, let me tell you what's something that's so incredible. It's more important now than any time to understand the importance of securing, as Ben said, your legacy, and the legacy meaning your children, your children's children. Nieces, nephews, whatever maybe an organization that you have that means something to you, and you want to buy property and leave a legacy through service, right? It's so important to recognize what's being said and what's being done, and know that someone that's in the industry understands
You know, joining Legacy does not mean that you have to compromise your professionalism. Doesn't mean you have to compromise what you offer.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ben was making a statement before you made a break real quick there, right, Ben?
Right. I don't know if you realized it, but I somehow disconnected us.
That's okay. I saw you come back in.
I'm
going to tell you, with you guys establishing a footprint like you are, and it's intentional, strategic growth, which is amazing. And you understand the value of moving with profitability. I remember when I first left Florida, moved to Atlanta, and I worked with a guy in Florida for about 90 a day. Dude didn't want to do right and give me my money, and he exercised
that
Florida right to fire thing, and just like, okay, we're gonna part with you. So I just jumped on and took Verizon by the horn and did my thing there. But I remember coming to Atlanta and trying to figure out, maybe I need to learn mortgages. So I remember joining this mortgage company and starting to learn the mortgage side of things. And the company was kind of, you know, growing fast, but not to the point, Ben, where they had the stability, right?
Yes.
And so no quicker than I'm learning and getting programs and getting applications and starting the processes, we went through two name changes, and next thing I know, it was nothing. So it's so important to hear from the leadership and the visionary of the management course of action that this company is taking. And for those who are looking to buy, you want to make sure that you are connecting with a mortgage company that has the right intentions. I think a big part of the problem that we experienced in the recession is that people made it easy to just manipulate and take advantage of. You know, in Atlanta, I remember clearly we had zip codes where the appraisers were ballooning those rates of what the values of those properties were. And so we had whole neighborhoods whose values were so incorrect. So if I'm buying a home in that area and I'm thinking that my home is worth $300,000, and in fact it wasn't, those homes are worth maybe $150,000, you know. And so, but a lot of those actions start from the mortgage company. There's so many of us that play a part in this thing. The mortgage industry, the appraisers, the real estate agents, we all have to work with integrity. So I think the biggest thing for me that I'm taking away from this opportunity is to align, because as a real estate agent, your person has to get approved. They have to be able to be in position to buy. And if not, you're wasting your time. You know, somebody can desire it all day, but the first step is they have to go through the pre-approval process. So Ben, for you guys at Legacy, are you guys doing home ownership seminars? And also, how do you kind of introduce, especially your first-time buyers? We have a lot of buyers who are starting out, and it's not like it used to be where they're only buying $100,000. Some people are starting out with $200,000 or $300,000 homes.
Yeah. We do put almost monthly first-time home buyer programs.
Okay.
And one of the magazines that I also publish is called Yes, You Can. We use those in the seminars and we take photographs of the people that have purchased homes and make them, you know, put them in front of their home and let them tell their story so that people can see that, yes, I did it. Yes, you can do it. And that's really spreading that kind of word really, really helps. Matter of fact, we are trying to schedule a first-time home buyers program in Atlanta for February, the last part of February. We don't have all the pieces together at this moment. I can't give you a date, we definitely are going to do that. And we have seven of them scheduled throughout the country, one in Chicago, in Los Angeles, Louisiana. So everywhere where that we have branches, there will be a first-time home buyer seminar.
Very good. And this is the start. This is the most important part. And I think it allows people to have a hands-on opportunity to ask questions and get guidance. During those seminars, then, do you guys actually allow them to start maybe some type of process of, you know, of...
What we try to do... I understand what you're saying. What we try to do
is... And is there a cost?
Yeah. No, there's no cost. It's a free... they're free seminars. But when they register to attend, we get enough information and we contact them and we try to pre-approve them before they get to the seminar. Usually the participants in the seminar usually fall into one of three categories. One being ready to purchase right now. Two, ready to purchase within 3 months. And three, ready to purchase within 6 months. Some need credit repair, and some are ready to go right now. So we put them in those three different categories, and we have the, you know, information directed to them according to what their needs are.
Awesome. So for those that, you know, are making their way to these seminars, they're already may have a jump start. And it's so important because sometimes people don't even know that they are eligible to buy. They think
That's
that
right.
they have to do so much more. I know I made a grave error when I was first making my first purchase. I had one loan officer had me just paying off stuff I shouldn't even been touching that wasn't even relevant, that I don't even know why I was still sitting on my credit. And some things weren't even mine, and I paid them off and then came back and realized that there was some discrepancies, because when they, you know, you have three different bureaus, you know, that are being utilized, and you know, every program is different, but it's just so important to have that guidance. So for you, Ben, now that how long has Legacy been going?
2 years.
2 years. Okay. What does 2020 look like for Legacy?
Legacy, we have a five-year plan. We will be at $1 billion in 5 years.
Nice.
2020, we anticipate that we are going to reach $200 million in loans in 2020.
Excellent.
That's awesome. So I think for the most part, what would you like to share that you haven't touched on at this point? I know we're nearing our hour of time here. We actually had an opportunity to just really talk about, you know, where your base is and where you started from.
Mm-hmm.
For you, what do you see as a path for you over the next year or two? As the CEO of Legacy, what is it that you personally feel like you would want to do over the next couple of years?
As I said, I think that the biggest issue for me is to locate honest, hungry loan officers and branch managers who want to help build a mission and do well for themselves, but doing good for our people.
Right.
And without that, yeah, if you don't want to do, you know, if you do good, you don't have to worry about making money. It will come.
Correct.
So those are the, you know, I'm the biggest thing that I need are people who can join us and understand our mission and want to be a part of the mission and wear the purple blazers.
Absolutely. So get some stallions that are ready to run with you.
Can I just
That's
get
right.
an honorary purple jacket? Can I just, like, maybe do a little, you know, patch of purple?
We'll be best.
Can I be a notary and have a purple jacket?
Oh, goodness. Ben, I think you just don't realize you've adopted two. You got two daughters over here smiling like,
yes, I'm so proud. I don't even know. You may never fathom how extremely proud. You know what this reminds me of? When we interviewed Joe Morton, of, you know, at that time he was on
Scandal. He was Olivia's father. Yes.
You know, sometimes you meet people that are great in their own right, right? And you meet people who are great in certain industries. And so a lot of times that's where the whole word idol comes. You know, we set these people up on this pedestal, and they're not approachable, they're not reachable. And with all of your accolades, you shouldn't be reachable. You shouldn't be approachable. You know, you've owned this, you've retired like 4 times, you know, you've held great sums of money either on paper or in cash, or credit and liquidity type of situations, but you're approachable. And for Sonny and I, that's so important in what we do because, you know, we just want to bring the stories. We want to bring the information. We want to share with our listeners about great events, great people, and things that are going on. And so for us to meet you over the phone, and then have you be so gracious as to say, sure, I'll take time out of my very busy life and come and share my story. I'm telling you, my jaws hurt. I need an ice pack over here because this is just really good. It's good information. Yeah. It's good history. And you just represent everything that we would want in a big brother, a uncle, a dad. And so I'm going to get some purple patches and put on my jacket.
We'll get you something. Don't worry. We'll send you something. But I really don't like for people to call me Mister. It's always been. It keeps me humble. It keeps me. I don't think that I've done any more than what anyone else would do if they had the opportunity. So I'm just trying to do my part before I leave here. That's all.
I love it. And you are. Thank you so much, Ben. I think for anyone that's had an opportunity to tune in and hear you speak, and I also piggyback off of Jazzy, from the point that I reached out to you, even though I had to stalk your phone number.
She did. Listeners, she stalked his answer.
Yeah, yeah.
She called his office so many times. They were like, okay, fine.
Here's Ben. But absolutely, you responded. You've been gracious all the way through. And I can feel the essence. This is what's so important. I love being able to have CEO coups, whatever our titles or whatever our non-titles are, because what emanates from you is what gives the pulse to the company you represent.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though this is our real estate show, we do have a segment for entrepreneurs on our network on Tea Time. And these are the reasons why we have these shows, because people need to know what is in the heart of the company. What am I walking into? What am I getting from products and services from this business? And how can I connect to them and feel comfortable in doing so? So, Ben, you've done an awesome job today sharing that information and giving anyone who may not have had the opportunity, the insight, to know more about Legacy Home Loans. And we know that you're headquartered out of Las Vegas, but there is branch offices. So we're definitely going to recommend you go on to the website at myhomelegacy.com and find out any additional information that you may need and connect to any branch location if need be. All that information is within the content of this show, as well as on the website, myhomelegacy.com. Thank you, Ben, so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we will be in Vegas soon because we want to get our pictures and our hugs, because that's what we're about. And I'm going to bring you the throat concoction.
Yes.
Terrific. I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful
day.
Thank
you. Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye. And so for those who are listening in, Legacy Home Loans is a DBA of Panorama Mortgage Company, Panorama Mortgage Group, LLC, an equal housing lender. And headquarters are at 350 South Rampart Boulevard, Suite 310 in Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. The toll-free number for Legacy is 877-845-4805. And their actual mortgage license number is 133-739. All that information is accessible on myhomelegacy.com. So, Jazzy, I want to tell you that this has been a fantastic show.
It really has. It almost feels like a fantastic Friday.
I know, on
but
Thursday.
On Thursday.
Oh, my God. So my takeaway, I want to just encourage those who are in the market to buy a home, and especially if you are of African-American descent, to really consider and think through who you're going to give that power of control to navigate this process for you. There's quite a bit of mortgage companies that are out here. I'm not disbarring or or taking away from anybody or anything. And then we also invite you to be a part of this program, because here allows us and many other people who listen to our show over 100 different apps, there's plenty of opportunity to click on a website. You know, you can click on any website. You can get some information on documentation from somebody. You can see some posts on Facebook, social media, and have an opportunity to see all kinds of things. But there's very rare opportunities that you're going to be able to get such thorough information.
From the source. Yeah.
And so you want to know what you're dealing with. You're giving somebody all your personal information. And
your money, you're
investing what your future investment is going to look like. So you want to make sure you're doing it right. And for those who are real estate agents, my contractors, my additional mortgage lenders and mortgage officers, we definitely welcome you to be a part of Off the Market. This is our season premiere. And this show for sure will be available for archives 24/7 on demand on your favorite apps. And you have an opportunity to hear this content as well as be a part of our show. You can reach out to our media group and go to our website at loudmouthradio.com, which is LOUDDMOUTH radio.com. You know what's so funny, Jazzy? I know that we are over here test driving and excited about our new equipment over here, and our mic sounds so good. And I'm like, okay, I think I'm done, but I'm like, I'm over here like, I want to say more.
First of all, she is a mic. I'm not going to say the word. She's a mic hoarder.
Whatever.
In any case, we have been able to sustain for so long using our mobile equipment as our mics, with so many people are doing. A lot of anchors are doing that. You'll see the mics that are connected to iPhones, because it's just such a simpler way to capture information. But we are so, so excited to be able to have our new system together for Loudmouth Radio. And so hopefully you have heard us very clear this time as we are launching new things, new shows, new equipment. We have to be ready for 2020. 2020 is the alliance year. It's the new vision year. And it's the multi-million, billion-dollar successful year, not only for us, but we also wish and extend that to all of the people who have come on our show that have businesses. We wish you well, and we know that this is the year of greatness.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much, guys. I am so grateful for your listening time, and we are coming back to you with new Tea Time shows. So we are rotating Off the Market twice a month, so you can follow that segment. You also Tea Time usually kind of rotates a lot more than that. So just stay with us. When we have our live shows, we're always open to invite you. And if nothing else, you can always have the archive. So thank you, guys. Y'all be blessed. And have a 2020 year that you want it to be.
Amazing.
Okay, I'm going to try it again.
No.
Make 2020 be the year that you want it to be.
This is... No, I'm not going to
say it. Bye, y'all.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.